and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another day of searing grief and anger in Israel, where across the country people are marching, urging Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to reach a ceasefire deal following the recovery of those six murdered hostages in Gaza. ABC's M. Nguyen.
Authorities say the six hostages were shot 1 or 2 days before they were found by Israeli forces. In a new statement, Hamas suggests it has a new policy of killing any hostages Israel tries to rescue, saying Netanyahu's insistence on using military pressure instead of reaching a ceasefire deal will mean the hostages will return to their families in coffins.
Kamala Harris campaigning beside President Biden in Pittsburgh yesterday. They took part in a Labor Day parade. Former President Trump will be in Pennsylvania tomorrow for a Fox town hall. Another round of sweltering weather for those in the West.
Here we go again, and it's not going to end anytime soon.
She's in Santa Clarita Valley, California, in the mountains north of Los Angeles. The temperatures expected at 100 degrees for several days. This is ABC News. NASA now says it's figured out the weird noises that were heard on the International Space Station.
On Saturday, Butch Wilmore, one of two astronauts stuck in space far longer than expected, radioed into Mission Control to report something odd was going on.
It's a strange noise coming through the speaker.
He held a mic up to it, and it sounded like this. Now NASA says it's figured it out. It was an audio configuration issue between the International Space Station and Boeing Starliner docked to it. NASA says it's common to experience noise and feedback on the complex radios and that it's been fixed. Alex Stone, ABC News.
He's just about 12 hours into a marathon swim. Jim Dreyer is trying to swim all the way across Lake Michigan, slipping into the water in Grand Haven, Michigan, headed for Milwaukee. All told, it's about 80 miles. Dreyer did it back in 1998. But has failed on a few more attempts, including one last month when his GPS gave out. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democratic running mate Tim Walz tells a Labor Day crowd of supporters in Milwaukee that Donald Trump is keen to enact so-called right-to-work laws that disadvantage workers.
It means the right to work for less money. It means the right to work in dangerous situations. It means the right to work with no pensions. That's what right to work means.
Press pool vans following Walz were involved in a crash on their way to the speech. A Harris campaign staffer reportedly suffered a broken arm. A reporter may have had a concussion. President Biden travels to southwest Wisconsin on Thursday. He's expected to talk about the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act. Meanwhile, Donald Trump will hold a campaign rally in central Wisconsin on Saturday. Trump campaign says it will happen at the airport in Mosinee starting at 1 in the afternoon. This is Civic Media News.
Milwaukee's leading the pack. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers have a 10-game lead in the division after Labor Day thanks to a 9-3 win over the Cardinals yesterday. Jackson Churio hit a grand slam to help Milwaukee get the victory.
And the 1-1 pitch to Churio, swinging a ball, drilled deep left field. Back is Scott at the wall. Grand slam! Second career slam for the rookie. Rocky Jackson Churio, and the Brewers have broken it open.
That call courtesy of ESPN Radio. The Brewers and Cardinals play Game 2 of their series tonight. The NFL season kicks off on Thursday with the Chiefs and Ravens. On Friday, the Green Bay Packers will play the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil. It's the first time that an NFL game will be played in that country. Kickoff between the Packers and Eagles will be after 7 p.m. Friday night. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media Thursday and Friday. And with sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be another really nice day today. Mostly sunny with a high of 76 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Clear tonight in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, upper 70s to low 80s with a chance of scattered thunderstorms by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. W.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
Todd's on. Welcome, Con.
These are different headphones. Con, what did you do to my headphones? Hang on.
Okay.
Where's Todd?
Todd's on a well-deserved vacation. He's on vacation.
Wake him up.
And Conrad's in the house.
This is good.
This is good.
Con!
Okay.
Hello, Con. How are you?
Good morning, Con.
I'm good. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
What are you wearing there?
What kind of hat you got on there?
It is called Bad Birdie. It's a golf company.
Wow.
Oh.
Con's a big golfer.
Yes. Yeah. Did you notice something, though, different today? We were both here before the producer got here.
I know. That's the first.
It's been over a year.
Jim, I'm not even kidding about this. I'm not kidding about this, okay? So I come walking on a sidewalk, and everything's dark. It's like, I had to think to myself, are we off today? I've never walked and the lights are off before. I'm thinking, do I have my days off? Is it Labor Day today? Hello, Con. Yeah.
Hey,
tell me a little bit about yourself. Con's our producer for the week. Todd's got a well-deserved week off.
And Con also produces the Pete Swalwell
Show. I don't know why Todd needs a week off. We do all the work.
I know, right? What's that all about? All of a sudden, it's like I'm not here next week.
I know, it's like, really? Wow, okay. Anyway. That's great, Todd.
So, Con, about you, you're from what?
Like Kewaskum.
Crivets? Oh, Kewaskum, that's it.
Right, yes, Kewaskum. Kewaskum.
Yes.
Kewaskum.
Yep. Kewaskum.
Kewaskum. Where'd you go to school?
For high school, I went to Kewaskum and then went to University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee.
Oh, okay. Panther. Yeah.
Did you live down there?
Yeah, for 5 years.
Ooh, Milwaukee. Did you like Milwaukee? I mean, it's a bad rap.
I hate Milwaukee.
Oh, I love it. I do not like Milwaukee.
I don't.
I did not like it that much.
Oh, did you?
For the first couple years, the rent was okay. And then after that.
Yes.
The rent went way up.
It
the last 2 years I lived there.
Yeah, pretty much everywhere. But and I see our governor was at the race yesterday, and they introduced him. Boo.
Oh yeah,
you never should. But politicians, Scott Walker got booed, and Governor Doyle got booed.
I got booed one time.
Why would you?
At a gambler's game.
They're not there to see. They're there to see.
I got booed at a gambler's game.
What, really?
Years and years.
How'd they introduce
I don't know.
You? Oh.
I think it was kind of like a spoof. They were screwing around.
Oh, I see.
And no, the legend about it. A big warm welcome. And I think it was a.
Let's see. Let's see. But, they tell you this too, but when people go to sporting events, they don't want to see a politician. And
no.
Even these presidents, I mean, people don't. And
it's like stay Goodell away. At the draft.
Right.
No matter what. Although he egged it on now. He's like, come on.
Yeah,
that's the best you got?
Yeah,
come on.
He likes it now. But
you know what?
Anyway. Yeah.
I bet Green Bay is the one place you won't get booed.
I think it's because it's now kind of a thing.
Well, it is. It's kind of a tradition.
Yes.
And he has fun with it. But
he does.
Out of all the teams in the National Football League, I would think Green Bay would be the least amount of boos.
Yeah.
Because they're respectful for something like that.
That is.
I might. But
true. We had on my Lean Local show on Sunday, we had the VP of the VCB, of the Visitor and Convention Bureau. It's not called anymore. It's called Discover Green Bay. And, man, is there a lot going on behind the scenes for the draft.
I'll bet.
A lot.
I'll
There's bet. Just a lot of coordination going on, reaching out to other municipalities. And, you know, we all talk about renting the homes, but they've got a website, which don't ask me what it is because I have to find it at the next break. But it's got everything from construction jobs to just a lot of opportunities for people. Besides, obviously, where
there's a buzz. I was in the UP all week, and there's a buzz up there, even about the draft.
So that's So like I told you, on the first Sunday of every month, we're dedicated to the draft. Other stuff is politicians and social issues, but the Green Bay's greatest. We interview someone that's been remarkable to the city. I got to get you on that list, John.
Thank you.
But anyway, it's going to be a cool thing. I don't want to lose sight of all the other opportunities and all the other challenges we have. You know, school starts today and, academically, we could do.
Who's in charge? I mean, because when we had Aaron Popke on, Aaron was very honest when we were over at the house that day.
Totally.
Saying it's the NFL's gig.
This guy said that, too.
So, who are the next levels?
Yeah, it would be Aaron. Because he was in Texas when they found out. At a convention when they found out they got the draft. They very much, Discover Green Bay very much wanted this draft.
I give them all the credit in the world. That's huge.
And they're paid. So when you stay in a hotel in Green Bay, you pay a room tax, right? 10%. So, $100, you pay an extra $10. That generates millions of dollars. Well, 8% of that money, the room tax, 8% of that money goes to pay off the bonds on the new Rush Center.
KI, right.
But 2% goes to Discover Green Bay.
Wow. That's a lot.
So, they're happy about it from a revenue standpoint, but they also, they got great opportunities to really promote the city.
Most expensive room in Green Bay?
Probably 811 at the Northland. That's a two-bedroom. It's an unbelievable suite.
Is that like the presidential suite?
Yep. Couple fireplaces in there.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I've stayed there.
Really?
Yes.
I like how you casually throw that in. I've stayed there.
There's a marble table. There's a kid, like a kitchen. Marble table.
Milton had one fireplace.
No, you didn't.
I had the other.
Playing cards.
What about the Kohler? Lodge Kohler?
Yeah, I haven't been to the presidential.
I haven't been either. I've been in the bar, which is kind of cool.
A little bit. I mean, I just know that to sell against the Northland, there was...
You and I have both stayed in hotel rooms in New York City.
Oh, yeah.
Small. True.
Yeah,
very. True. So, the size of this room for, $350 a night.
Well, and I'm going there for Thanksgiving, and two things against me, Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Oh, wow.
So, and I want to stay in Manhattan, because that's where my kids live. So, I've been looking around, and
yeah.
So I'll figure something out. But
you can't win in New York. Our daughters both live there and they love it. But it's like you stay out, then you get an Uber, which is $100.
Yeah.
Or do you stay close, which is I don't even know the price these days.
I'm staying close. I'm not going to do the Uber thing. I want to, be able to, I would like something in walking distance. But
I'm surprised at New York, Jim, is we're down by the financial where the Bull is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's cool.
And we needed to get back to, what would it be, Uptown or whatever it would be, okay? Mm-hmm. And it was, 4:30 in the afternoon. And we go, hey, going to... He goes, no. I'm like, what? He goes, no, I'm not going up there. I'm like, what? Don't cabs go wherever you... I didn't realize that it's certain...
They're picking their customers.
They pick, no.
Yeah, you probably want to go to the airport or something.
Something. Yeah. It's like, I didn't know you could be turned down by a cab.
They got a pretty good mass transit there, though. I mean, if you just, because I remember I went out there, visited, and I just used my credit card. And then I got my American Express bill, and there's all these, $1.35. I'm like, what the hell
extra
is all
fees?
That? But what was just all the fees for transit, which I like their transit system. I think it's great. I mean, you can get up. But Yeah, cabs, Ubers, super expensive.
Yeah.
I think I told you that story. We flew in.
So that's mean. Does it balance out versus spending extra to be closer?
That,
you know what I mean?
Well, in my little mind, that's why I'm justifying the expense of the hotel. I don't have to get a rental car, and I don't have to do Uber. So I'm like, so we'll pay, like you said, $350 was kind of a deal. If I find something
$350
for
$350 a night?
If I find something for $350, I'm going to jump on it. So
you're going to go to Marquette, right? For the Fall Fest, for the fall colors, Marquette, Michigan?
Yeah, I we talked about it.
You're going to be a little bit surprised at how expensive hotels are up there. For the size of its community, I think Marquette probably has the most expensive hotels you'll find. And that sounds crazy, but you're going to be shocked.
It's kind of like the Packer weekend, though, right?
We spent over $200 a night for a wedding up there last year, 2 years ago.
You know, you're thinking like $89.
Absolutely. You bet. Yeah. You bet. Well, it used to be all these little mom and pop. And I love those places.
Those little motels?
The big old signs up front, you know.
You walk in.
They've been there since the 50s.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now they built up, you know, it's on the water or close. You're going to be shocked at the price of the hotels.
Okay. Well, that leafing, which that's what it's called, is when the leaves change, is huge business out east. We talked about that.
Yeah.
Vermont and Maine. It's just unbelievable. And we got to capitalize. I think we do that here, but
there's some bus tours. I forget where he's from. He said, what's your favorite road trip in the year? And he said, Maine. I love the colors. And this guy, they took a bite. It was a bunch of, oh, we all love the colors going to Maine.
He probably thinks it's like that all the time. It's local event. It is not. But yeah, that's, no, we're going to go up to Marquette. We got to just find a weekend.
You got to do that. Marquette Mountain. But it's a big ski resort. And what they do, I think it's $10 a piece or whatever. You ride the chairlift.
Awesome.
And it takes you up and overlooks the whole thing. And then you got to walk up Sugarloaf Mountain.
Yeah.
I'll send you a picture of me on top of Sugarloaf Mountain sometimes. It's really spectacular. It overlooks all of Lake Superior. It's this beautiful setting. You got to go up Sugarloaf Mountain.
Yeah.
Two things you have to do.
I want to talk to Brittany because I want to do it at the peak. Okay, I want to get there after it rains.
I'll tell you what, though, that's tough to plan.
I know.
I mean, weather can turn like crazy. I was up at my brother's camp.
I know.
There's leaves changed already. There's some leaves that have already changed.
September.
I put a thing on my Facebook. Did you see my Facebook?
I'm not on that.
I think we got a badger living right outside our camp. Just noticed that a badger hole. I even put it on my Facebook.
That's protected too, right?
Oh, God. Yeah, you can't do anything.
Wow.
Yeah.
They kind of.
But it'd be cool to see I've never seen a badger in the wild.
No.
Ever.
Just at the state capitol. You rub the nose.
You don't want to rub a badger's nose.
No, but at the state.
I went in. I put a flashlight in. I was waiting to see some teeth coming back at me.
I know it's not going to jump it. I'd never do that.
Yeah. But the thing I'm hoping it's not is last thing I ran into when I was up there was a fisher cat.
That
is the evilest looking animal I've ever seen in the United States. That is the evilest looking thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. No, I agree. I saw
it's built for evil. You know what I mean? There's nothing nice about it. There's nothing cute about it. There's nothing whatever.
Right.
It's just pure evil.
Nose to tail. Evil.
Nose to tail, just evil. Anyway. So, did you have a good Labor Day weekend?
I did. It was awesome.
Can I just say one thing? Labor Day is for everybody to take a day off, whatever. But it really ticks me off when I try to go to a restaurant and they're closed.
And we did.
That happened to me up there. My favorite deli.
Two restaurants were closed in Green Bay that we wanted to go to. But anyway.
Everybody should have the day off except people I want to buy food.
We'll talk about it. But this turns the page, right, from summer to.
Yeah.
And we don't have a break now until Thanksgiving. So we got to get serious now for a couple months.
Can't wait. Football starts this week, which is awesome.
What about that Brazil thing? You watching that thing with Elon Musk? No? Okay.
Okay, we'll talk. We got some quick break. Mind of the Mayor, back after this. Much fun. We picked snow and rain and the bright sunshine.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
This election, women get to choose. I choose John Zarbano for Congress because every woman has the right to make her own decisions about her life, including abortion and in vitro fertilization. Glenn Grothman opposes a woman's right to make her own choices. He votes to repress women. He voted against women's safety, women's health, their right to contraception, and access to abortion. John Zarbano believes every woman deserves health care and reproductive freedom.
I'm John Zarbano, and I approve this message. My name is John Zarbano. I'm a Democrat running for Congress to represent Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District. I live in Oshkosh. I am a husband, a father, a grandfather, and a retired lawyer. Ever since January 6, our democracy has been threatened a thousandfold. I want to represent you in protecting our democracy. Glenn Grothman only represents the extreme right. We must send Glenn Grothman home. I'm John Zarbano, and I approve this message.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
If you're watching on screen, the names are wrong. You're not John Mino. I'm not Jim Schmidt. Just look at the thing there. Not that.
New guy.
Yeah, new guy, Conrad. Okay. Wow.
Conrad, I guess which was.
Convoy. Come the convoy. Conrad, tell us a little bit about yourself here. Our new producer today is Con. I wonder what Todd does on a day off. He's so private. I don't know. Anything about Todd? Con, do you?
He's been
what
with
does
us.
Todd do?
Oh, well, he wasn't with us. He wasn't our first producer. We went through two or three before we.
You chased them both out.
No. but all of a sudden, like last week, we just learned something. Really? You live there?
Right.
Something like you would know about anybody after a week is like, you know, do you have a dog or something like that? He's like, really? You got a dog? And yeah, it's just, he is very, very private, which is cool. I mean, I think that's.
Tell us about him, Con. I mean, our lives are an open book. So you tell us about Todd.
No, tell us about you, Con.
Yeah, tell us about you too.
Well, I mean, I get.
Are you on camera? Why aren't you on camera?
Todd always
can't see. Yeah.
I usually
put your face
actually.
On. Come on.
Don't.
Are your folks watching or listening or anything?
They could be right now.
Well, then
they
put go. Yourself on
Come on,
screen.
Man. Let's,
there you go.
All right. Con, so that's boy. Con. That's Con. Con, you're, Con's young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you, like 14?
25.
Okay.
Oh, 25.
All right. Yeah. Wow. Ooh.
Yes.
Where were you when you were 25?
I was working for Little Rapids. I was in Chicago.
All right.
25. Yes. And then they transferred me out to LA. So it's 25. Yeah, that's where I was.
I was in Tucson,
yeah.
Arizona.
Yeah.
So, Con, tell us a little bit about
you
yourself.
You know what I did? I just want to say, Con, you're young right now. But
yeah.
When you're 60, you know what I did this weekend?
Didn't you think that once you got over 24, you're old? Honest to God, when I hit 25, it's like, my career is just not going the way I thought it would.
And now you're 60 thinking the same thing.
60, not pushing 70. And it's like, I wonder if I'm ever going to have a good career.
I sent a text to my when I was 25, my boss.
We did not text when I was. You didn't text when you were 25.
I did that Saturday.
When you were 25 years old, we didn't have text.
Okay, you're missing what I'm saying.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was being like reflective.
Oh, I got
change
you.
Of seasons and
gotcha,
all
gotcha,
that.
Gotcha,
and
gotcha,
I
gotcha.
Thought, you know what? I'm going to reach out to my boss when I was 25 years old, and I had an old number, and I sent it to him, and he was like, "This is unbelievable." So we might get together.
That's cool.
Not this year, next year, but. Bosses are really, really important, aren't they? I think.
Oh, memorably, yeah.
Because
in good ways and bad ways.
But if they hire you, that means they believed in you. You know?
Yeah.
Now, may not end well, but I like this guy. We went to the Olympics together in LA.
Oh, 84?
In 84. So it was fun. And he was great, and he was a recovered alcoholic, which was cool because he had a pretty good zest for life. And the only problem, and I think I mentioned one time, we had a lot of sales meetings on the East Coast because that's where we had a paper company here in Green Bay, but then we had one in Holyoke, Massachusetts, and he liked to have meetings out in Holyoke, Boston. He liked that area. And like, I would get these, like, after the meeting, you know, he'd be like, oh, Schmidt, I just don't feel like you're really into this. I'm like, look, Les, you have these meetings at 7 o'clock. It's 4 o'clock in the morning where I live.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'm not in the game. You have this thing at 7 at night, I'll be in my prime. But he was very, just a great, great guy. So it was really fun to reach out to him. Then he texted me back yesterday and said, you have so-and-so's number? Because I think he's trying to reconnect. He's 80 years old.
I so regret the day of your family's dedication.
Yeah.
My old boss from Flint
was there, and
he came up to you and he was looking for me.
I know.
I would have given, because he's from Two Rivers.
Right.
John Ray Rauer was his name.
Yeah.
And if he's around here, I'd love to meet up. And here I was at the same thing. I haven't seen him since 1982 or 3 or
that's
whatever.
That's what I'm talking about.
And I would have so loved to sit. You would have loved. I was a wild man when I worked in Flint. I'll be honest with you. And it's like, it would have been great to hear some of those old stories.
I think I may have been too. And I just think it'd be fun to visit that. Because, you know, those guys, if they hired us when we were young, you know, they're 80, 81, 82. You know, I just said to them, look, that was just something I did Saturday because you asked me what I did this weekend. That was probably my highlight. Well, the other thing I did, so I went and visited my mom. And I said, what do you want to eat? You know, whatever you want. My dad died, 11 years ago? She said, how about liver and onions?
That's a mom food.
But she hasn't had that since my dad died.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe that? So I made it.
We used to have that on a regular, probably once every 2 weeks, so liver and onions.
I got that.
Breaded?
But these guys think I'm a good cook, I'm really not. I just buy good ingredients. So I got the grass-fed, you know, liver and soaked it in milk, you know, because that gets
of course, that's what I do, too.
Right. And then.
All the time. You can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The flour, I seasoned the flour really well and made a whole bunch of onions. And I went over there Saturday night. Yeah, Sunday night. And she thought it was great. And I think she was more like remembering my dad but she's, you know, she's one to give out a lot of compliments. But anyway, that's what I did. I made liver. Do you like liver and onions?
I have not had that literally since 1974. Honest to God, since I moved out of wherever I lived at home, I have not had liver since then. Oh. Was never one of those things, hey, we got liver and onions tonight.
But you know, you go to some of those VFW clubs, they'll have that for like a
almost. You're exactly correct. I think the American Legion do that. Yeah. That's one of the things you see it on. Yeah. I think that's a little bit of an older.
I was going to say, I was just generational. Con, have you had liver and onions?
I've actually never had that. No.
Okay.
Right. And that doesn't surprise me. I think it's like us. I think that's an older people, but it's good. And I don't. Anyway, she really liked that. So that was one of my highlights. Two of them. Like,
is that from a cow or a pig? Is that a cow?
Yes.
Okay.
And so my two highlights were reconnecting with my second boss, which was really fun. I really enjoyed it. And I think people should do that because, you know, they believed in you. They gave you a break. And then I made my mom.
I got to be honest with you. I'm not squeamish about a lot of things, but I'm not big on organs.
Really?
Yeah. Like, because do they kidneys even? And
oh,
stuff.
Man, that's awesome.
See,
kidneys, hearts, brain, tongue.
When I was in New York, we were at that restaurant. Good stuff. Right next to David Letterman used to talk about that restaurant, that deli, Diablo.
Oh, yeah.
And tongue was one of the things.
Totally. Tongue sandwich.
Like, I can't even imagine eating a sandwich.
Did you go there and eat?
I had pastrami.
But still, how thick that sandwich was.
Phenomenal.
Oh, that's awesome.
But who would eat? Who would say I'm going to eat a cow's tongue?
Me. Me. You can make it cream. You can pickle. Oh, God.
I could gag. I am literally gagging right now.
You just peel the skin off.
No.
Are you here all week, Con?
I am here till tomorrow, and then Amanda's doing Thursday and Friday.
Thank God.
God's going to make you some time.
I'm tired of him already, aren't you? God, tell us about your golf game. You're a big golfer.
Yeah,
I am, yes. I just started like 2 years ago, so I'm still pretty new to it and not that great.
Well, you nobody is. It takes a while.
No, actually, my brother's been golfing for a while, so he's been teaching me.
I've a guy used to work for me. Is a really good golfer. Where you learn to golf? Because I read about it.
I'm not good.
But he would just read about golf. But he was actually a pretty good golfer. But he learned everything from reading. And
tried that. Didn't work.
No, I'm not a good golfer. I throw my clubs. I swear a lot.
Len Nelson can tell you we were golfing together one time, and I had these new clubs. I won at an event, which was controversial because I was pulling out the numbers, and I won this beautiful set of Cobra clubs. And
wow,
he actually has a couple of them because I threw him in the swamp.
Yeah, we're playing. Me too, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
well.
Hit a tree.
Yeah. Yep. All right. What we got coming up? Brittany?
Yes.
Brittany and Merlot. Boy, we've got a full slate.
Yeah, we do.
We're not going to be doing much talking today. We got some great, great guests coming up. And by the way, Friday for our Packer throwback, Yurko will be joining us. Back after this.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you on a Tuesday morning. Class 3 milk and cheese prices have seen fireworks in the past few weeks, which is good news for Wisconsin dairy producers. Ryan Yonkman, the Vice President of Producer Services for EverEgg, says we're in a position right now where tight milk supply is walking into the teeth of the high demand season.
We know our heifer inventories are tight. We are finishing up what's been a very hot summer. And then obviously on top of that, we've had the avian flu, which has really worked its way around the country, to the dismay of many dairies, but, hay has been a market factor in regards to the supply shortage.
Ryan Yonkman along with us. He's the Vice President of Producer Services with EverEgg. We're coming out of a three-day weekend in the market. After the break, we'll see how commodities are trading to kick off a new month.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empower Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And Cleary Building Corp. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. Be sure to keep up with Pam and her travels at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook at Midwest Farm Report, on Instagram at MWF Report, or by downloading the Midwest Farm Report app.
Tuesday morning from Chicago, cash corn is trading down a quarter of a cent at 377 and three quarters. December new crop corn is trading down a half a penny at $4 and a half. Cash beans are up 7 cents at 989 a bushel. November new crop beans are up a nickel and three quarters at 1005 and three quarters. And cash and new crop wheat is up 7 3/4 cents at 532 and three quarters. Looking at our Class 3 milk contracts, currently September milk is down 6 cents at $22.35 a hundredweight. The October contract is down 4 cents at $22.83 a hundredweight. If we look ahead to November, that's down a penny, trading at $22.51. Coming into a three-day weekend, the cheese market really saw a lift. Barrel cheese closed up 8 3/4 cents at $2.26. The 40-pound block cheese was up 13 1/2 cents at $2.21. On Friday, AA butter closed unchanged from Thursday at $3.17. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be another really nice day today. Mostly sunny with a high of 76 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Clear tonight in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunshine, upper 70s to low 80s with a chance of scattered thunderstorms by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Pilot with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Save big money on storage solutions at Menards. VersaTube offers thousands of steel carport and shelter options to protect your car, boat, or yard equipment. Their quick-slip frame connections provide easy assembly and are available in 22 steel roofing and siding colors. Save big on VersaTube storage solutions at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals.
Save big money at
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1598. Welcome.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Join the conversation now by calling 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor. Would today, I know. Okay, Brittany would yell at us because she's so big into all the proper yada, 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 yada. But in some ways, today is like the first day of fall.
Oh, yeah.
It's, you know what I mean?
In people's minds. Yeah. I know it's not till.
But you know what Brittany's saying? Well, that's not the solstice.
Technically,
yada,
it's
yada,
right,
because
right,
the moon
right.
is still in its lunar orbit, yada, right. yada. Right? Because she had that question. Well, it's like you and me with real estate. Right. We remember right. one question that right. we got right.
And that's the one that we hang on
and
to.
And we harp on. Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, I know you. These. But just play, you know, I mean, people in the people's minds, Brittany, kids are back in school. The last picnic really was, and we don't get a break now till Thanksgiving. So we kind of turn the page on summer.
Well, plus,
today,
plus
yesterday.
What's the first day of summer to you? Day after Memorial Day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like,
totally.
Oh,
it's
now
that, yeah. No, no, I get
so,
it.
So I mean, we got
I
our own type
no,
of thing.
Right.
Yeah. And I always
but
think
the,
winter starts the day after Thanksgiving.
Yes. And
you
then.
Know what?
What?
Meteorologists have their own kind of thing, too. We actually don't go by the stars and the moon and the whatever. Our meteorological fall started on September 1st. So I'm
Thank
right there with you,
you
guys.
Where are you, Brittany? Are you at
really?
Home? Are you
yes,
home?
I am.
That's a nice-looking apartment or house or whatever you got there.
Why, thank you. This
She's
is my
styling?
Work office.
That is very stylish. Very cool.
That looks like, you
young
know,
professional.
Right, young professional. Like, yeah. okay, I have the, your house is all cluttered with that fat furniture and all that. You
I
get all that sleek looking stuff.
Me and Ted Stefaniak, we're going to do a podcast type thing years ago, and his daughter said, it looks like you guys were in a hostel.
However, you can buy the backgrounds because
yeah.
Con, wasn't I? Was that you that was in
God.
There? I was interviewing Pete.
Oh wait, what was that?
I had somebody on there. I think it was Pete, and I said, "Man, that those are good looking digs." And he just put some New York City.
I had the same thing. A guy had a golf course. Where it was like Pebble Beach
wow.
or something.
Like,
I
wow,
was
you got out of his
like
window.
For like a month after these meetings once a week, somebody told me, "No, he lives in Kakana."
Exactly. That's yeah. what that because Pete Schwab. I think it was on with him and at that background, like, man, you got a nice
yeah.
place over there.
God, give us
yeah,
something
it's just
like
a background.
God, and his background was just as it was a New York apartment.
Yeah.
yeah.
There was a grand piano in the back.
Can we do that? Can we do that? Can
Instead
we do
of this lame WGBD.
Yeah, come on.
No,
come on.
That, we
give
need the studio
cool.
as the background.
Oh, yeah, we, man. But have, like, anyway, mountains and stuff behind us.
But and it was really, like, it looked like that I don't know. Remember when they interviewed Tony Bennett in his apartment in New York?
Yeah.
And same thing. Just big and
yeah.
really
yeah.
nice
the
furniture,
skyline.
The piano, and the skyline. Yeah. I'm like, wow, Pete.
I want that. Convoy, do it for us.
Find that. So,
but very nice, Brittany.
So
very stylish.
It is.
Very
it's
young
happening.
Professional thing.
So, how was your
oh,
week?
Oh, thank you so much.
Did you enjoy it? You must have loved this weekend.
What'd you do?
Oh, gosh. Oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
I was out on the water on, what was it, Saturday when it was warmer. So I definitely took advantage of that. Did some stand-up paddle boarding, beach time.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I did, too.
Yay!
Yeah.
You had to sit up, right?
He stood up and watched some paddle boarding. Look at that.
I was on a deer camp really? All weekend. It was great. You know what was nice? No mosquitoes. No bugs.
Yes.
No deer flies. In June when I was up there, deer flies tore me apart. The only thing, no lie.
What's
and you okay. What's the only negative thing bug wise? Sitting out there by a fire, I was at a fire, and the flies tore up my ankles again.
Flies?
Yeah, remember
yeah,
at the
you
golf
did.
Tournament and you even saw it?
Yeah, I did.
Why are those flies going after your ankles?
Yeah.
That
well, there's a lot
again.
There. Yeah.
Why and they just look like house flies and they tore up my
they did.
Ankles.
They did. Everybody else is fine. So it's very weird. Something in his blood or
I had
odor.
To run vodka on him again.
Odor.
And
yeah.
I hate wasting vodka.
Yeah.
Hi, Brittany.
He's just
what did you do with the vodka on there?
He just dabbed it.
I missed that.
Just,
I rubbed vodka
okay,
on my
okay.
Well, he,
fly things.
He dabbed it because he didn't want to use a lot of vodka.
Can I be honest with you? So you know what I did last night? In my apartment.
Right.
So for some reason I come home last night and there's like three big flies in my apartment.
Oh.
I don't know how they got in.
No.
And I kinda you know, I'm smacking them trying to
oh, yeah.
and I wounded one. And it was on the counter. So I poured vodka on it just to see what happened. It just started going in circles. It just went around in circles and circles.
kind of like a human.
Like
there
that.
You go.
Swear to God, it was the funniest thing to watch.
Yeah, John's a little lonely up there. So, yeah. Wow.
I just thought it was funny. But it was so funny. And then it went around it.
But yeah, what a perfect. I thought this weekend was perfect. I mean, I didn't mind it a little bit cooler on Sunday or
Saturday. Was hot up north.
Yeah, it was hot. Wow, it was hot here too. Was it Sunday or Monday? Yeah, it was cooler, right?
Sunday was perfect.
Yeah.
Yep. Saturday was the warm day, and then it cooled down for Sunday and Monday.
Yeah. Yeah, we were on the beach too. Yeah, it was great.
You're on the beach?
Well, whatever, the lake. We're in it. Yeah.
What lake?
You know what I saw? Okay, maybe this is crazy and everybody knows this. I saw this little kid out on the beach with this Titanic toy, and it was literally massive, and he was out there reenacting the whole Titanic sinking and stuff. I have never seen anything like that. Have you?
Wow.
Was he programming it then from the shore?
He may have been because it was doing everything where it stood straight up and went back up and down. It was
nuts.
Did
he sketch a naked girl on the couch?
Maybe. I wasn't watching.
He had to have the music. He had the music going.
Bobby, I told you to not do that anymore. Mom, I got to be realistic to history. I mean, come on.
That's hysterical.
Then you have his grandma's like lock it and throw it in the water.
Right. I would have been crying laughing so hard.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. So, Brittany, what do you do on when you, because, okay, so we're talking to Khan, and Khan won't give up any secrets on Todd.
His producers are.
Right. Aww. They're so secretive. We don't know what Todd does in his spare time, whatever, whatever, whatever. And so what do you do in your spare time? I mean, you're always out doing stuff, aren't you? I mean, you're just one of those people, get outdoors and be active.
Pretty much. You know, live every day like it's your last. Go out there, explore, find something new. You know, go to your favorite place, go biking, go hiking, kayaking, canoeing. I do it all.
Nice.
So, yeah, this weekend was a lot of.
No.
I did camp. It was the first time I had to turn the heater on in the camper because it was that darn cold overnight. I was shivering.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is.
Awesome.
That's good to live every day like it's your last.
I know.
Except for people who run up their credit cards. It's like, oh, I woke up.
Well, that's the good thing about the outdoor adventures.
Right. It's not that expensive.
Oh, crap, I wasn't expected to live. It's kind of like what Mickey Mantle said.
They said,
Mick, do you have any regrets? He goes, yeah, I wish I didn't drink so heavily when I was younger, but I never thought I'd live this long. So I didn't think it would be a problem. Yeah.
Or that, yeah, a couple of those guys that lost it at the track, too.
Yeah.
Mickey Rooney.
Yeah.
So the beauty of camping, and that is true, that you don't have the opportunity to spend money like if we're in the city, which is, you know, I was telling John, although not many restaurants were open, I was surprised that, you know, I think for Labor Day, people are chilling, but maybe people don't go out to eat. Maybe they do barbecue or something, but there weren't a lot of restaurants open. I was surprised by that. Anyway, that can save you some money camping. Not save you money, but you don't spend as much.
How much is gas in your area, Brittany?
Oh, goodness. Last I checked, it was, well, beginning of Labor Day weekend, it was like $3.23. By the time Labor Day weekend ended, I think it was like $3.16. But we're on the higher end.
Okay. In Marinette, Menominee, $2.99. Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
In Nagani, where I go, $3.50. I've never seen a bigger for the span
and that's
of
not
literally
that, that's
50
not that,
miles.
Right. 50 miles apart. 50 cents. Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
It's worth the drive.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Who sets these prices?
I know, right?
Like, who decides this?
But $2.99 in Marinette Menominee and $3.50, 50 miles further north.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
That is nuts.
But we got an election coming up, so it's going to come down.
Okay.
Watch the
interest rates, too?
There was just something in the paper about that. And the paper's trying to justify that it has nothing to do with it.
Okay. Okay. Right. So, Brittany, tell us a little bit about meteorologically. What do you expect coming up over the next few weeks?
It was an awesome week coming up.
I love September. Two favorite months of the entire year.
Brittany, we got a challenge for you. I think I told you that we went out to the East Coast, to Maine. We went to Boston and drove up to Maine for leafing. To watch the color
of leaves
change.
Yeah, you're right.
And it was.
You didn't hear us talking about you last week, huh?
No, I did not.
Okay, we went and saw the covered bridges. You know, it was.
Did you ever see the movie Bridges of Madison County?
I did.
I'm shocked that Clint Eastwood would make a movie like that.
That's,
aren't you?
Yeah, I don't know that I got into it, but I just more remember the title and I remember him being in there. It was kind of a love story, right?
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, I was telling Johnny that it was just like. It's kind of like a Packer weekend up there, or the Holiday Inns or the Hampton Inns where we stayed was like $200 and some, and the rental car
was
like
it an actual inn, like the Bob Newhart show type thing?
No. It was on the water though, which was kind of cool. We stayed in Maine, and it was fun. I mean, I'm not complaining. It's just it was very expensive. That's all I'm saying. But then you come back to Wisconsin, and it's just as nice here.
Yeah.
It's
tell her what we're doing, though.
So Johnny was telling me he's from, you know, the UP, And he said the leaves up there are great, but they have a chairlift where you ski.
Marquette Mountain.
Which is going to be cool. I want to go over that, but I want to go over that when it's peak. So I'm challenging you to tell me, Jim, this is when you should go up
there. Okay, but tell her about the other thing we talked about we need her for. Our Facebook, our website. What? We have people in different areas.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When it's, what we mean,
and
when,
you're going to be our correspondent for Central Wisconsin.
For leafing.
We want pictures. Okay. So when people want to know where you can go for leafing, we got somebody in Madison.
Right.
We've got Marinette.
Go to Madison next Saturday. Go to Marinette in 3 weeks around that time. And we want to do that. We were going to go take the trip on the road and go look at leaves and then take, but Todd won't do that. So
no.
I know. So we got to just.
Aww.
So you're our person. You got to be our correspondent for Central Wisconsin.
Deal.
Okay.
That's going to be fun. But I know it's a ways away, right? 2 months or a month?
Some of the leaves have changed in the UP already.
Well, that's what I was just going
to
say.
Like, I thought you had to have right frost, though. Brittany, I thought you had to have frost to make leaves change. No?
No.
No, no, okay. No, not at all. So the leaves are changing because they're not producing as much chlorophyll, you know, and all that. The sun angle going down. It's really just the timing of it all. So when you do get the freeze.
I thought that's what you, like, if you want to, like, kill somebody, you put chlorophyll on their, nose.
I thought it was colorful.
Like, did I say it wrong?
Isn't it, though?
I thought it was colorful, like they color the leaves.
I know, but I thought you did chlorophyll. Pass out before you do something?
That is,
within
the handkerchief?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Anyway, okay.
I'd love to do that sometime.
We'll try that.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Anyway, but
we'll do it on con.
Is it going to be sooner than we think? The leaves are going to change?
That's what I was going to say. So as we go into this weekend, I think Friday, we're going to be hitting highs in the mid-60s. And then Saturday, highs are in the low 60s. So both Friday night and Saturday night, just a little bit up to the north, they're looking at some freezing potential up there. Low, mid-30s once again. And I don't think it's going to hit Green Bay. And then, of course, when you think of the Fox Valley, too, it's one of the last areas to change because of the Fox River. It's a little bit warmer there, so the leaves stay a little bit longer green. And they're the last to flip.
What's it going to be like in Brazil on Friday?
I don't know.
Oh, the Packers are playing there.
Yeah.
That's why he's asking.
There's this little
this is what she just thought. That was such a random question. She didn't know
what's the forecast for Rio de Janeiro? I got a cousin going there for a wedding.
The Packers are playing there, and I think they're leaving relatively soon if they didn't leave, right?
I would
Weren't they going to go into some touring? Anyway. So, yeah, you got to look that up and just see what it's going to be like in Brazil. If they play Friday night.
Do you know anybody that's going? I mean, you got a lot of high rollers.
Yeah. You know, I
don't. I don't know a single person that's going. Anybody out there that's going, please text us.
Yeah.
Bring us back something.
Right?
Yeah. So, Brittany, we're looking going back to the colors. We're going back to the colors real quick. Tell us when about things are going to try to start changing and when should Jim go to Marquette?
Our goal, Brittany, with all of this promotion we're going to do is to get someone from Boston to come here for leafing.
It is?
Ooh.
I don't know. I just said
that. You're saying.
Everybody goes out there.
Yeah,
what I'm saying, and you don't have to go out there. It's right
we
here.
We want to promote Wisconsin and the UP for leafing.
That's what we're doing for leafing. We're going to be leafing.
I agree.
Love the Packers, but leafing is going to take over.
We're going to give out a major award for the greatest leaf picture that we get sent to us.
Cool.
Major award.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Major award.
Major award.
It's going to be 2 brewer tickets, but don't tell anybody. But Brittany, here we are, September 2nd, 3rd, whatever today is. Is it going to be in September? It won't be in September, right? It's going to be in October when the leaves change in the UP?
For peak color, I think it's usually like first week of October. Okay. But then again, we've gotten a little bit chillier earlier. So maybe it'll be the last week of September, first week of October.
Keep a pulse on that, though, right? And just let us know. Because and other parts, too, in the state. Because we instead of being the drunkest state, we want to be the most beautiful state.
Yes.
So we're gonna change our image.
But we're including the UP in this.
Yeah, then the UP.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are drunk, too, up there. So it all fits.
All works together.
Yeah,
we all work together.
Brittany, always fun having you on.
All right, Brittany.
You too.
How's this weekend look? Guys. This week looks good, though, right?
Beautiful, bright, beautiful, sunny. Only rain coming in on Thursday and Friday.
I can't wait to go waterboarding with you again.
It'd be a blast.
Not waterboarding.
No,
what's it called?
Waterboarding.
Stand-up paddleboarding.
Waterboarding.
Oh yeah, that's what. We might try that too.
That's how we get.
We should try that sometime.
Let's get the truth
on
out of
the air. All right. right. Thanks, Brittany Merlot. You're the best.
Bye, guys.
Man, we got a full ride of people coming up. We're going to set a quick break. Mind of the Mayor on a Tuesday morning. Let's try that.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor. Heading into September here, this segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. The baseball season in Milwaukee has been a great year. A new manager, some important pieces, and yet they're an outstanding season. Well, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin always finishes first in the window and door leagues. Pella manufactures all of their own products. Each one of those products gets tested thousands of times to ensure it stands the test of time. Quality craftsmanship and innovative design are built into every Pella product for timeless beauty and performance. Pella Windows and Doors are best in class, not only from the endless styles, but for the features you can't see. And now for something you almost can't believe. Get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. The deal only lasts until September 30th, so visit PellaWI.com. Today we are getting Pella Windows put in as soon as they come in within about 3 weeks.
Yeah,
you're and almost. A door. Big door, yeah. And window.
And that is cool. They make all that stuff. That's Pella, Iowa, right? Is where they make it all?
Oh, I don't know. Is there a town called that?
Isn't that?
You're asking Con. You're looking at Con.
Yeah, Con.
He's 26 years old, 25 years old. Yeah. He doesn't have a clue.
There's a city in Pella, or how do Pella,
you know
Iowa.
That? How do you know that, Con?
I just searched it on Google.
See, <they're>
Well, anyway, they do make all the stuff. A lot of these people might buy, sell, right? But
they
Pella,
what?
You know, they might buy it from a different factory.
Oh,
and sell,
yeah.
Whereas
yeah.
Pella, it's the top of the food chain, and they go all the way back. So anyway, yes, that's in Pella, Iowa. Yeah, that's a big company.
You ever put in windows yourself?
No.
I did one time. It's not as easy as it looks.
Well, and that's
gotta be so precise.
It does. That's half the battle. That's if they leak, it's not the window. It's the installation. Yeah.
You know what I like? That we've got a guy coming over to do it, you know, a subcontractor, and it's a father and son. Can you ever have more confidence in a repair guy or whatever you want to call it coming to your own than a father and son?
Family image.
Yep. Love that.
I was hesitant because I had those skylights put in, you know, on my upstairs. And
you got skylights?
On that fourth floor, yeah.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, that was a really, really good decision. And it was the guy's like, hey, look, you guys get a new roof put on. The guy's like, hey, look, man, if you're putting in skylights, you got to let me know by tomorrow. And
did they have to cut a hole in the roof and everything?
Yeah, six of them.
Wow.
They are the best. And just, it's been great. It's never leaked. You know, I was a little hesitant. I'm like, I don't want any problems with skylights. But anyway, those are Pella windows too. So anyway, it's great. Great.
Love it's it. Like having, okay.
But the installation, my point is, I just want to say,
does anybody ever use a sunroof in a car?
Oh, yeah. A sunroof is like a fireplace. I mean, if you don't have it, it's okay. But once you have it, you want it. Oh, they're great. Con, you got a sunroof in that?
I don't have it in my car, but my mom had one when I was growing up.
Yeah.
That was nice to have.
Great. Love them.
Yeah. You know what I think are a little bit overrated? Convertibles.
Oh, those are awesome. What do you mean?
Oh, okay.
They don't look good when the top is up, unless you get like those Corvettes where you can put the hard top over it. But yeah, I don't like convertibles when the top's up. That looks corny.
Casey Keene, great friend of mine. Years ago, I was going to the UP and he says, I was going to rent a car. He goes, Johnny, I got this new convertible. It'd be great if you take it around, you know, drive it around, you know, have my sticker on it. Okay. But it was a hot day and Dom and I were driving back and we both said, let's put the roof up and have the AC on. You know what I mean? It's like they're cool if you're driving around town and you want to look cool.
Probably.
And whatever. But if you're on a long drive on a warm day, it's like,
too hot.
This isn't as cool as I thought it was going to be. Uh-huh.
Yeah. You're right. That's, I don't know, convertibles, that's pretty awesome.
I know, but to look cool and drive around town, but if you're on the highway driving 200 miles, it gets old.
That, I don't know if I've ever taken a convertible.
That's like, the only time I ever did.
Because I've rented those for, and in parades, you know, you always got a convertible. But
did you have the wave like this?
I just sat in the back. It was fun. I took my dog one time. So
I could see you doing that. I could see you being a two-handed waver. And like this, and kind of like this. I could see
I
that.
I didn't do a lot of parades. So that's not my thing.
Hey, Mayor! Hey, you suck!
I know.
Hey!
That's why I don't do parades.
Thanks for your vote. I didn't vote for you. Okay, hey.
I wouldn't vote for you if you were the only guy on the ballot.
I voted for you. Hey, where are you from? Little Chute. Okay.
A lot of that, too. But people are nice. So,
yeah.
Hey, so you were up in
the UP.
UP. All weekend. You left right after the show Friday.
Yep.
Did you help your brother? Did you do anything constructive or did you just chill?
Oh, just chopping wood, cutting wood, using a chainsaw, stacking wood, everything like that.
Cool.
And it's funny, though, how, I mean, I'm sore. I'm so sore in my legs and everything from just all the bending over and picking up logs and things like that. But it's funny, you know, eight terrible in regards to, you know, kudagi and, oh my gosh, she found these brats that were amazing. One was a mushroom brat. Another one was some other kind of brat. I mean, they were just a kudagi brat. Have you ever had a kudagi and mushroom brat? Is it delicious?
No.
Pasties. Okay. But anyway, what I'm saying is, and I came back and I actually lost weight.
Because of all the exercise.
You don't realize, you know, we'll go and work out or whatever. It's like, oh man, I lost 4 ounces. Just doing manual labor. Yeah. You don't realize how many calories you burn up just by doing things like that. So I put a picture on my Facebook. Something has built a den right behind our camp, and we think it's a badger.
Oh.
So we got a trail cam set up there now. I've never seen a badger in the wild, but it'd be cool to have a badger there.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Doesn't they bite?
I mean, I don't know.
A badger, that's the reason they're a badger.
I don't think they'll bite a human.
Don't they, like, dig, like, tunnels?
Well,
like,
that's what I mean. I'll show you the picture. It's a tunnel. Okay. So I even put the flashlight in there. It's a good tunnel. I mean, it's...
They go through... Yeah, and they're... No.
They don't bite people. But you know what? My brother... So I put my arm in there with the flashlight. And he goes, well, you got to be
good. Good idea.
But it's like, okay, if... You know what? If that's part of my legend that year, but mine, what? Lost an arm. Oh, got torn off by a badger. It would be like,
that's
damn right.
That's pretty cool folklore.
Absolutely. You go to a bar. Hey, buddy, war injury? What? The arm? No, worse. Wow, could be wearing. Badger chewed it off. Whoa! Tony, come here.
Let me buy you a drink.
Come here. Toybo, come here. Look, there's this guy. Listen to this guy. How'd you lose your arm? Badger chewed it off. Whoa!
What are you drinking?
You're drinking for free.
Your money's no good here. That would be cool.
That's not a bad story. I'd be totally fine. I would give up a hand to have it chewed off by a badger.
Oh, my God, John.
I would.
What are you, nuts?
My left hand, I'd give up for a badger chewing it off. Just for the lore, the whole thing.
I'll take the picture. All right, no.
Here it up to Mike.
All right, no.
No, what?
Hey, we got, all right.
Get his hand chewed off. Wait, what? Badger. No! Wow, that's cool. I would do it. I'd give it up.
No, not a million years.
It'd be like, hey, Conrad, what movie did the guy get a hand chewed off and he was like legendary? He was legendary forever?
Oh, I don't know.
Come on, it's a golfing movie.
Is it Caddyshack?
No.
No, it's not.
Oh, I'm so disappointing you. Young people disappoint me when it comes to movie lore.
Well, I'm old and I disappoint.
Come on, Conrad.
I don't know.
The hockey player.
Oh, that's Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, thank you.
Cool.
Again, so disappointing. All right, we got to start a quick break. We have a full lineup of great guests coming up.
Karen's going to be great.
Starting out right after this.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments.
Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.